Mr. Pasco was on last week, and he is our school board president, and he was promoting School Board Appreciation Week. So to begin our meeting tonight, we're going to say thank you to all of our school board members, and they have some gifts, and I heard you ask Mr. Pasco about chocolates and things like that.
I was interested in the food part, for sure.
Yes, but yes. I am as well. But they have some t-shirts and some bags of goodies and some cards from the students across the district, so all of that will be waiting for them whenever they get there tonight so we can tell them thank you. So we'll kick off the board meeting with that this evening. We also have a turf update. The snow and the rain has kind of wreaked havoc on what's going on over there. We're still on schedule as much as we can be, but if you've drove past the fields recently, you've noticed that they've still been snow covered. So as of right now, according to the report that's in our board agenda for this evening, the planned progress is from yesterday until the end of the month on the 28th is to finish up the baseball turf, sod the outfield on the baseball field, and get some nets and fence up over there. And then we're also going to get some pad installed on the football field and get the turf started on the football field. So football's next after baseball, and then we'll work on the soccer field and get the concrete completed and start looking at some electric and lighting over there. So we're still rocking and rolling with that, and we're really excited that our students and athletes and activities will be able to participate on that turf this spring.
Very nice. Now, I know that there was some huge news over the weekend for the school district. It was announced on Friday, the hiring of a new superintendent.
We do. We had a collaboration with the Missouri Association of Rural Educators. MAER is what we're calling them. So MAER and our Mexico School Board partnered and did a search for superintendents. We did. They gave us three final candidates. We had some faculty and staff forums with them. They did an interview and a tour of the school district. And we also decided last Friday night, they had a special board meeting that they would hire Dr. Tammy Lapardis, and she is with the Charleston R1 school district way down south. So we're going to bring her up to Mexico. She has a real passion for at-risk education, mental health, and social emotional learning, and we're really excited to bring her into our district. Her current district has about 900 students, so she will be supervising about 365 staff members at Mexico and almost 2,600 student learning. So we will bring her in, and we've got a plan to transition her to our faculty and staff and also with our local community. So you'll probably be seeing her getting out and about once she takes the reins on June 1st. So we're excited to welcome her into our area. So you can go to our Facebook page and give her a shout out with that announcement that was posted on Friday evening.
Very nice. As we're welcoming in a new superintendent, we have an assistant superintendent who will be leaving and taking a job at a school in Columbia as an elementary school principal.
Yes. If you've met and visited with Dr. Nelson, you can really tell that he has a passion for kids and student learning, and he can walk into any of our elementary buildings here, and the kids know who they are. My kids know who he is. Your boss was in the building today. So it's, you know, he has a real relationship and is really visible with that. So we're excited for him, but we are so sad to see him leave. He's been with us for a few years now, and he's our assistant superintendent, so he'll be going to Columbia. I'm thinking that the posting for our assistant superintendent opening will probably be done this week, but we need to fine-tune that a little bit over at central office. So we've got our new superintendent. We'll be hiring an assistant superintendent, and that's an internal thing. It's not something like we did with the superintendent where we hired out with an agency. That will be done internally with our staff and our board.
Very good. But you will look to have somebody hired by the beginning of the next school year?
Yes, yes. Whenever you look at education, now is the time for contracts and personnel. So, you know, you want to be ahead of the game, and you want to work with those people and get them in as soon as you can. So he's put in his resignation, and then we'll immediately start looking to fill that position as quick as possible.
And, of course, it's winter time, and the ice, sleet, snow, and everything else that Mother Nature loves to give us here in mid-Missouri has affected school being in session. Of course, we had President's Day yesterday. We had a five-day vacation with our kids at home, and I use that word vacation lightly. But, you know, it affects the workers, though, at the school, too, right? And I think that's something that's going to be discussed tonight.
Absolutely. We have our teachers, our faculty, and our administrators are on a contract, so it's salary pay. But our support staff and our classified staff members are on hourly pay. So now that DESE has changed the snow days to snow hours, and we don't have to make up any school days because of that snow, it is affecting the pay of our support staff. So we value them. Some of them have, you know, really tough jobs to do in working with challenging classrooms or outdoors whenever the weather is inclement. So we want to make sure that we're supporting those staff members as well. So this is affecting their livelihood and their monthly pay. So we're going to talk about, start the conversations tonight at the board meeting about what we can do to help support them and get them the pay that they need. And we've contacted other school districts to see what they're doing because, again, DESE, you know, changed the rules on us a little bit. So we're all affected by this in Missouri, and we want to make sure that we're supporting those who are supporting us.
Very good. Anything else that that we're missing here? I know I was going to talk to you about something else, and I can't remember what it was. The Weber Pharmacy Award. This is a new award that's coming out, and if you could tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. We're very excited about this. Justin Weber and Brendan Weber locally have met with our administrative team last month at our meeting, and they came to us with an outline for five $1,000 awards to recognize outstanding Mexico public school teachers. So they've just recently sent over the guidelines that they'll have this year. Actually, each recipient is going to receive $2,000. Because Commerce Bank has partnered with the Webbers and they're going to match the award. So this will be the inaugural year of that. The purpose of the award is to honor the late Lorraine Weber, who contributed funds and teaching excellence to Mexico School District. So we're going to honor her, and then they'll pick five public school educators to give that to. The nominations will be taking by faculty colleagues and administrators for other people in the school district, and then the committee will be made up of retired teachers, and then Justin and Brendan will be on the committee as well. So we are so thankful for that. One of the stipulations in the award is that there is no limitations. You can use it on whatever you want. So teaching and working in education is very stressful, and sometimes everyone doesn't get the recognition that they deserve for that. So maybe a teacher wants to take a vacation and they can do that with the money, or maybe they want something extra for their classroom and they can work with the school district to get that as well. So we want to give a big shout out to Justin and Brendan and the Weber family for recognizing educators in our Mexico community.
Very cool. That is something that we'll keep our eye out on for sure. And thank you for breaking that news. Any other things going on in the district, or have we covered everything?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of happy parents out there that we brought some kids back to school today.
Raising the roof. Yes.
We should be in session all 4 days this week. Fingers crossed for no cancellations.